The recent cabinet decision to endorse the appointment of Gazprom Bank as a preferred investment partner to rebuild PetroSA's mothballed refinery in Mossel Bay, and today's announcement of a 2,500-megawatt nuclear new build determination raise the ugly specter of further state capture, this time at the hands of a foreign government in South Africa's struggling energy sector. There can be no doubt that Russian state-owned nuclear company Rosatom is Gwede Mantashe's preferred partner on a nuclear new build. Gazprom Bank is the financial arm of Russian state-owned gas company Gazprom. This begs the question, is this some kind of brown envelope deal to finance the bankrupt ANC's election campaign? In the PetroSA Gazprom Bank deal, the tender was structured in such a way that 19 other bidders were disqualified, leaving the Russian company as the only qualifying bidder. Today's announcement of a ministerial determination to procure 2,500 megawatts of new generation capacity from nuclear is equally concerning. Such a determination must be made by the Minister of Mineral Resources and Energy in terms of Section 34 of the Electricity Regulation Act. So why did Minister Ramaphosa announce it? Any such decision requires concurrence from the National Energy Regulator of South Africa. Where is the evidence that whichever minister made this determination complied with the NERSA's suspensive preconditions, without which such a determination is subject to review and setting aside? These vanity megaprojects are nothing more than the ANC's attempt to shore up its dwindling support ahead of the elections and to fill their empty pockets. Additionally, it appears to be an insurance policy against the growing likelihood of an ANC loss of power. The DA will not allow such a blatant abuse of authority and potential corruption by foreign powers and our government to go unchecked. We demand absolute transparency and accountability from the ministers concerned and a complete record of decision showing how these decisions were reached.